Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on some of the words? No. How shall man shall live? On every single word that's proceeded from the mouth of God. Do you really believe that? If you live, let me use an example. If you are living financially through the salary that you get from your employer, would you collect every single dollar of that salary? Or would you just pick a little bit of that and put it in your bank? You would pick every single dollar of that salary? Oh, would you be happy with 75% or 50% of it? What does it say here? We shall live by every single word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If your employer paid you a certain amount and you took only 25% of that and went home, you'd be struggling, your children would be starving. They've got you to blame for not taking every single dollar that your employer gave you. And if you find your life shallow, defeated often, frequently getting angry with each other at home, unable to guide your children aright, and gradually as the children grow up, that they go wayward in wrong ways, and you don't realize it. Some of you, our children are very small, you think it'll all be okay, it will not be okay. I will tell you right now, I have seen in my church back home, people to whom I said the same thing, which I'm saying now, 40 years ago, and their children, that they're just newborn babies, and they did not take it seriously. I see those children now in their 30s gone astray. God's word is true. If you don't teach your children every word of God, little by little in your home, and if you don't use we have tremendous facilities explaining the word. You go to cfcindia.com, our church website. There are so many Bible studies there. Even if you spend half an hour every day, it'll take you 3 years to complete all those studies. And if you do them, it'll be like you'd have gone through a Bible college and you need only half an hour a day. Is that too much? To spend half an hour a day for a Christ who gave his life for you, so that your life can be more useful for him, so that you can be more effective in your service. My dear brothers and sisters, we are living in a day and a time when people don't know God's word, they neglect God's word, they come to church and that's all about all that they hear. You will never grow spiritually. I hope you're not one of those Christians who says, if I just go to heaven, that's enough. Just scrape in there. And in that day when you stand before the Lord and you see how much He did for you, I'll tell you, you'll feel ashamed if you did not live your life totally for Christ. There are parts of my life way back in the past, nearly half a century ago, when I was not a serious Christian, which I'm ashamed of today. But I thank God that from the time I took the Christian life really seriously and God filled me with the Holy Spirit, I don't regret the way I've lived. I don't regret that I put God's word first. So I'm telling you from my own experience, every one of you, you're all younger than me. Many of you are very young. I started when I was 19. I wish I started earlier. And I worked so hard from the time I was 19 that by the time I was 23, I was preaching God's word in the meetings. You can do that. Even if it is just 5 minutes, can you share something for 5 minutes from God's word? If you're asked spontaneously somewhere, tell me something from God's word. If you are reading it every day, you'll always be available with a word to people who are in need. Let me show you another verse in Isaiah and chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. Isaiah 50 verse 4, in the middle of that verse, God wakes me up every morning. Look at it like that, that when you wake up in the morning, God has woken you up. And He wants to waken your ear, your inner ear. There's a ear in your body and there's a ear in your heart. He wants to waken the ear in your heart to listen to something He has to say to you. As a disciple means one who wants to follow what He tells you. And if you allow, verse 5, the Lord to open your ear and you're not disobedient, then you'll come to a triumphant life. Verse 7, the Lord God will help you. You will never be disgraced in any situation. And verse 7, you will never be ashamed in any situation. Again it says, the Lord will help you in verse 9. Think of the rest of those verses. I don't have time to go through it. Read it sometime. Isaiah chapter 50. If you allow the Lord to waken you up and waken your ear every morning. Now please, don't just do that for the next 1 week because you heard it today. If you're married, praise God, you got a helper. Husband and wife, please remind each other. With a simple question, did you hear something from God today? Did you hear something from God today? After you read the Bible a number of times, you will hear, even without opening the Bible, God will speak to you. Because so much of Scripture will be in your mind. And that will help you in the time of temptation. Even Jesus, He did not overcome temptation except by quoting Scripture. And the devil tempted Him, Jesus said, it is written. Another time the devil said, it is written, Jesus said, it is also written. He knew a verse to counter that. And the third temptation again, Jesus said, it is written. That's the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Don't say you want to follow Jesus if you don't know what is written in His word. And Jesus learned the Bible when He didn't have a physical Bible like this at home. There was only a Bible in the synagogue. He had to go as a little boy every day to the rabbi and say, sir, can you please read something for me? Okay, stop. That's all I can take today. I'll come back tomorrow. Come back the next day and say, sir, can you please read from where you stopped yesterday? Imagine what a hunger he had as a young boy, so that by the time he was 12 years old, he could even confront the scholars. Take that as a challenge. Every one of you, encourage your children to read the Bible every day. I guarantee you will not regret it. Your life will change. 1 year from now, you will see the difference it has made in your life. The difference it's made in your family life. The difference it's made in your business. God bless you.